Batten down the hatches. It's Fresh Press time.
New songs, new albums, new EPs on Fresh Press.
You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Pirate Radio Podcast. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ali.
Yeah, and this is a brand new Fresh Press.
Brand new. It's fresh.
Lovely input. All right. Would you like to start?
Sure. Okay, well, I'll start this week's Fresh Press with a new Coldplay single.
There's a new Coldplay single?
There's a new Coldplay double album that's coming out. Yeah. Or is potentially out already. But there was a new single that came out, the titular track of their double LP, called Everyday Life. So we'll play a bit of that. When was the last time you listened to Coldplay, anyway?
I heard a bit of their song that they did with, like, Beyonce, and...
Wait, what?
Yeah, they did a song with Beyonce, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and, it wasn't my cup of tea.
So. Well, Coldplay's sort of become that for a lot of people now, I suppose.
Mm.
It had its prime.
Really peaked with those. I can't remember what it was called. Viva Loda.
Viva La Vida.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I knew it was Spanish.
For some reason I can't explain.
Yeah. That was some peak Coldplay.
That was some peak Coldplay, and then... I don't know. I don't know what happened to them. I guess they had that album... what's it called?
I don't know. All I can remember of Coldplay is they did that video where they, like, walked through Newtown.
Yeah, but that was how we discovered Sticky Fingers.
Yeah, because everyone was like, "Wait a second, you guys copied
Sticky Fingers. Did this first." Yeah. But yeah, I'll play some of their
Chris,
you
asshole.
He's married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh yeah.
I'll play a bit
she's
of their
got her own issues.
She's yeah, they both got their issues. So this is Everyday Life by Coldplay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, song.
What in the world are we going to do? Look at what everybody's going through. What kind of world do you want it to be? Am I the future or the history?
Oh, well, that's
Chris Martin with those brutal truths right there.
That, if that music video ain't in black and white, I don't know what's going on.
Well, mate, the lyric video is in black and white.
That's so funny.
The lyric video is all in black and white.
Of course it is.
It's just like a record playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what new Coldplay sounds like. I guess it's not very... It's going back to some Coldplay, like, roots, as it were, with, like, the classical, like...
Yeah, with strings and everything.
And, you know, piano and stuff.
It seems a bit morose, but that's not a bad thing.
No.
But you know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know anyone who really listens to Coldplay anymore.
Yeah, that one didn't really have much of a, like, it didn't really hook me into that, but it is a small part of it.
Yeah. I don't know if it really builds too much.
Later on.
But right. I guess it does, but it's more of the same sort of thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Coldplay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have an album coming up that I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do two songs from it. So if you've got a bunch of singles, why not do another one?
Sure. Okay. Well, the other single that this is in the relatively new category, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think it came out in August, but I was away, obviously. But I really, like, listened to it a lot, this album, while I was away. And it's the album by Joe Keery.
Yeah, DeJoe.
DeJoe. Joe. But this particular, like, single that I wanted to play, I guess, well, maybe it's not a single, it's just, like, a track off the album that I wanted to play, was one of my faves. And I think you noticed it once when I was playing it after I came back too. You specifically stopped the night's proceedings.
Yeah, saying, I literally...
What is this song?
I was like, everyone stop talking.
Okay, everyone
shut up. What is this song?
Everyone shut the fuck up.
Hey, I got my pride.
You certainly do. And look, it is a good song. So good that I wanted to play it here. So I'll play a bit of Joe's single, Flash Mountain.
Yeah.
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. They're like,
wow, wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. No, that's great. Like, you can understand why I'd push through the social.
Yeah. The social events to try to get to,
like, I want to know who that is.
What is this music?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Have you heard that track? Have you heard that track in its full?
I don't think I have, which is, like, I've listened through that album, twice now,
have
maybe?
You just been doing the thing where you go from the beginning and
I must have got distracted.
It's the second last track.
Because I was listening to that, like, okay, I recognize that from the other night, but I don't think I've listened to it in depth. Wow. I need to, though.
Yeah, you should. Because later, it's a 6-minute song. Later on, there's this, like, huge riff-heavy bit.
Oh.
And it's like... Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
It might have been the part where it, like,
I think it was.
I think it was.
But it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And all the tracks...
Flash Mountain.
And like, it's a really, like, diverse debut album. Like, seriously good. So I'm very keen to see more from Joe Keery and DeJo.
Yeah, DeJo. You just gotta know. All right, two songs from you. Thank you very much. Why am I thanking you?
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know why. All right, now I've got a new album from a Sydney-based band called Boy and Bear.
They're Sydney-based?
Yeah, they're from Sydney. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Kind of like folk indie. I really, really liked their first two albums, and I don't know why, but I just didn't really pay much attention to the ones after.
Mm-hmm.
But this is their fourth studio album that's just come out recently.
Okay.
And it's called Suck on Light.
Suck on Light?
Light, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know why it's called that, but sure there's reasoning. But I've got two songs that I want to show you from that album.
Sure.
The first one is called Off My Head.
Okay.
So that's a bit of like a nice little simple drum beat, but sounds keeps
like,
it driving.
Almost sounds like Grizzly Bear. I don't know, it's Boy and Bear. But like some of the guitar like flourishes almost sound like Grizzly Bear.
Okay, I'm not too knowledgeable about Grizzly Bear, no.
Maybe I'll play one for an LTT ones because they're really good, and I think you'd dig them if you
I dig the hell out of that. Yeah. This album is compared to like their older stuff, which is a lot more straightforward kind of guitar and a bit of banjo and stuff, you know, folky kind of stuff. But this one's got like a really interesting mix of instruments and stuff. They bring in strings a lot and things throughout the album. All right, if I do another song from
that album? Of course.
I've got one more song from that album, which kind of like at least shows that use of string. This song is called. It's actually the last song on the album. It's called Vesuvius.
Okay.
It's hard to admit, but it's true. I'd fare without friends, but I'd die without you. I'd die without you. I'd die without you.
Baseline, really liked. I love like the use of kind of like a lot of them sing in the band, so they've got like a lot of harmony going.
I noticed that, which is good.
Really like that. And some good guitar licks, like, as you could see through those two songs.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So yeah, Boy and Bear.
So that's the, what's the album called?
Suck on Light.
Suck on Light. I'm going to move on to the West Coast now and get my boy some airplay as well, because the new Tame Impala came out last week, and it's aptly called It Might Be Time.
Yeah.
Because I guess the album is taking much longer than he originally intended, and he wrote about this actually on his Instagram. I'll play a bit of the song first, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting track, and it's got, like, I guess it's drum focused. I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard any of the new one? Well, it's called.
You just said the magic word of drum.
I did say the magic word of drum. Let me play a bit of Tame Impala's It Might Be Time. Crunchy indeed, super compressed drums,
and also has the Kill Bill.
It does have the Kill Bill sirens in the back. Yeah. Funnily enough, I think Kill Bill Volume 2 is like one of his favorite songs from like his Reddit AMA that he said.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, no, it's so like,
he likes that siren noise.
It's from something else as well. Well, it's evidently from like a song.
Well, it's evidently like a siren noise.
No, it's also from some other kind of medium.
Is it?
But yeah.
Like, it wasn't originally from...
Yeah, it was known from, like, two things, I think. Because, like, you know, like, Quentin Tarantino tends to...
He loves his old, like...
He loves his references and
that's
stuff.
That's true. But he was saying... So he had, like, a post that he had with this song. Saying, hey, everyone, sorry I've been a bit quiet for the last 4 billion years... And sorry, it's been all a bit weird.
Bit of
an overstatement. But he's, because apparently the album was meant to come out like mid this year. But I think,
well, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. No, and his songs have all been like, I think he was honestly writing lyrics to his songs like while he was waiting. But he was saying something along the lines of, So this song is about losing your mojo. And having your own inner paranoid thoughts telling you that, yeah, like, that you've lost your mojo, basically. So,
yeah.
The lyrics are like, you know, it might be time to face it, you're not as cool as you used to be, you won't recover, and shit like that. So, it's an interesting self-deprecating song again.
I think that's a fear of basically every creative person ever, I don't know where it came from, what if I lose it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, I think it's also like after he released that first track, Patience, which by the way isn't on the new album for some reason, probably because it got a lot of like flack for not being as good as Lonerism or whatever. And so I think that definitely would have played with him and maybe potentially why the album got pushed back a bit.
Yeah.
People
are quick to judge.
People also want the same crap over and over again.
Yeah,
too.
No, they do. They do.
Like, yeah, the drums are what makes that sound for me. That compressed, like, just peaking drum sound.
Do you have another one?
I've got one more, but I'll play that one after your next two.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, as Ali has just stated, I've got another two, but they're from another album. From a English band called Temples. You've heard of them?
I've heard of them.
We've probably spoken about them a bit. Like,
we might have played something from
them. We've played some of the singles that came out, but yeah. I won't be playing those today. Sure. The first song I'm going to be playing is called A Song. It's called A Song. Well, yeah, it is actually called A Song, but it's also called Holy Horses.
Holy Horses. Okay, I haven't heard any of the album, so I'm keen.
Oh, okay, I thought you would have.
No.
Holy horses, lights in the skies, ringing in my
Horses. I've found it, like, it's been stuck in my head. Like, the way it continually switches up, like, throughout the song, like you just heard.
Yeah.
Which is super interesting. Like, I never got bored listening to that song. And I really like the ding, ding, yeah, like that shit.
That's cool. I like that little.
Yeah. It was really interesting. I mean, it still sounds a lot like Temple's.
Well, yeah. Like, but that's probably a good thing. Like, they've got consistency.
No, like they've definitely gone back throughout this album. A lot of time they've like gone back on the old like sound like a 60s band kind of thing, which is like I really like that. And I've got one more song from that album that I want to show you. This song is called Not Quite the Same.
Okay. Baseline.
Oh man, like that drum and bass immediately. I'm just like, oh, that piqued my interest so much.
So, but you were saying earlier that they don't have a drummer anymore, right?
Yeah. They have a live drummer. Mm. But apparently the drummer on the original album left. Apparently he was like planning on leaving before they got big and then kind of just stayed on. Now he's like working with another band and like some solo projects and stuff.
Right.
Someone's drumming. I mean, that might be their live drummer whose name is like Renz Ontink or something. It's an interesting name. But,
it's good drum sound though.
Yeah, no, but really good drum sound. So the drum and bass, great mix, and it kind of goes into it, and then it's got a bit of that Temple's sound, which
the vocalist, I can't remember what his name is.
His name is James Bagshaw.
He's very good. He's very
you could tell him out of a crowd.
Totally. He adds a real flavor to the
or
Temple's
a choir, I guess.
Sound like he's it makes sense why they're kind of turn into a 60s kind of like sound with his voice. It's got that wispiness. Like.
I really quite like it. So.
What was the album called again?
It's called Hot Motion.
Hot Motion, yeah.
After that single that they brought out.
I've got one more song that I was going to play, and it's actually a song that I made. It's the first time I'm going to be playing like any thing that I have been making, because I've got like, so you know I've made stuff.
I'm aware
like,
of your stuff, yeah.
And I've released like two singles up until now, and I've got one more single that I'm releasing this week. Okay. So I thought I may as well see if anyone who actually listens to this, see if they actually will listen to anything that I make as well, because at the moment I'm just putting it out there for no one. So my track that I'm going to play is called Ad Infinitum At Nauseam. So I'll play a bit of it now.
I wasn't told about this.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm interested.
Out of nowhere. I'll play it from... I was like, well, fucking may as well. That's towards the middle of the song.
You're doing like electronic stuff.
I'm doing electronic stuff. Yeah. That actually is like my first time I'm doing something that's me remixing the song that was happening for the first 2 minutes. That's from the 2 minute point.
Oh.
I tried something because the song was about like the idea of like fractalizing into infinity. So I was like, the idea of the song was to see if I can try to like remix it and make it something different that's driving and going
towards the same song. What was the title of that?
Ad infinitum, at nauseam.
Okay, ad infinitum, at nauseam.
So right. Yeah, and the artist is called EMP. I'll put...
Sounds stupid.
It's just EMP. I mean, what does that even mean, man?
No, EMP.
EMP, like, as in like electromagnetic orchestra.
Pulse. Oh, wait, what am I saying? Orchestra. you just got really yourself confused artist? With one am of the I, bands you like.
Am I really this artist? I can't tell. Yeah, no. I'll put a link.
You just got your name wrong.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
EMP, just keep it to EMP.
Yeah, if you want, please go and check out my SoundCloud. I'll put a link in the description for people.
Yeah, check it out.
/ Facebook page, all that jazz. But yeah, that one should be out by the time this pod's out. So. All
right, cool.
And I've also got two other singles. Go listen to them, please.
All right, and that's all we got for
that's
Fresh
all we got
Press.
For Fresh Press this week.
Nice little footnote of some Ali music. I mean EMP music. All right.
ELO.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next Pirate Radio podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe I got my own name wrong.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.
Bye.